Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laura Canning. Of course, she's a Cass County Conservation Naturalist. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Well, I think it's winter. We've had a little snow. It looks like it's going to melt, but there might be a little more. But, you know, there's a lot of things that we could do outside, warm or cold. And how do we know about all those things, Laura?
Yeah, well, and we, you know, we figured that people are going to want to be trying to get outside a little bit more this winter. We work together with Atlantic Park and Rec, and we're going to be putting out our winter recreation, a kind of a winter recreation flyer, one-stop shop to get you kind of perked on some ideas to do outside, some programming that might be going on. So we're actually rolling that out right after Christmas, and we'll be posting it on our Facebook pages, and we're going to take it around to all of the Cass County libraries. I know people like to stay inside and read books, and that's still not a bad idea.
Yeah, but, that's part of it, but let's have a little variety.
Right. When you go visit the libraries, pick up this one little page flyer, and we've got things in there of how to check out our cross-country skis at the Atlantic Park and Rec Department, how to check out snowshoes from us at Cass County Conservation, where is the good spots to go sledding, you know, just some of these things that, you know, you might have, you know, have forgotten that, oh, there's that really good hill over here, or you know, just new ideas.
Yes, it's easy to get in a rut, so to speak, and kind of do the things that you've always done and you know, you're familiar with. But, hey, this might be the chance to try something that you haven't done before.
Yeah, and, you know, we're hoping the funny thing about this beginning cold snap, and maybe it'll stay a little bit chillier. The ice skating rink at Sunnyside might be getting ready to go. So, you know, that's the thing. You know, keep apprised to some of these announcements of, you know, okay, the ice skating rink is ready. You know, hey, we got fresh snow. You know, we might, you know, be doing some extra announcements, you know, too, to kind of get people, you know, out and moving, things like that.
So, Laura, you're providing a number of different ways for people to get information and stay up to date. You've mentioned this flyer that will be printed in and available in the libraries. You can also get that online on Facebook. And I'm guessing if people were really have a question, they could even call you.
Yes, you know, call us or email us. You know, I know the thing with us and our jobs and things like that, you know, in the winter, we still are out in our parks working, but we are in the office a little bit more. So I know Bryant and I, we answer the phones a little bit more in the winter because we're in the office sometimes working on things.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Now, you mentioned two things that people may not have known about, and it's a way to kind of get acquainted with a new activity without spending a lot of money to get lots of equipment, and that's the cross-country skiing and the snowshoeing. And both you have, between you, the equipment to get started on that.
Yeah, and both checkouts are free, just to go through our checkout process of the skis or the snowshoes. The thing with the skis, of course, is that it is a little bit more limited of sizing and having the proper ski for you, but you don't know that unless you walk into Brian's office and, you know, have a chat and you check him out. And then with our snowshoes, we are checking them out for the weekends. So you can come pick them up on a Friday, and then there's return options on that Monday. We do require, and I think Bryant's the same way, that there has to be enough snow on the ground for us to check it out, of course.
So, and that would have been true last weekend, but I'm not so sure about this weekend. But there's a lot of winter yet to come. So,
Yes, yes. And that's why we want to get this flyer out early, get people thinking, you know, over break. And then we will also, our snowshoes is a Google checkout or a Google form, and then we contact you and make sure that everything is great and ready to get checked out and things like that. And snowshoes go by weight. So I have snowshoes that are for little itty bitties under 90 pounds. And then I have snowshoes for 90 pounds to 175 pounds. And then I have three sets of snowshoes that are actually 175 plus.
All right. So good variety there. Ready for family groups or individuals, whatever works.
Right.
So
and cross country skis really go by your shoe size, and they have the right shoe for you to wear when you're skiing.
Okay.
And I did see that Bryant just put out on his Facebook that they have cross country ski suggested trails. So where in Sunnyside do you go and try these skis? Once you pick them up from the office, where do you go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, snowshoeing is easy. Just, you know, all you got to remember
just
is stay on the snow and off the cement.
So,
cross-country skiing is a little bit, can be a little bit more challenging. Look forward into January. We're going to, you know, he's going to be doing some indoor rec days. We are doing snowshoe hikes in February. In January, we will be holding our Cabin Fever Escape down in Messina. So, again, that's another chance to try out snowshoes and bring your sleds and try out the sledding hill there, things like that.
Okay. Now, so those are all for individuals and families, but I think you have some camps, some winter camps coming up specifically for some ages of kids?
Yeah. We are trying our younger kids camp, which is our kindergarten through second grade camp. Usually it's later in the winter a little bit, but we decided to do it over Christmas break this year. And it is a little bit of a different setup because of everything going on. But our polar bear camp deadline is next week on December 22nd. So if you have a kindergartner through a second grader, they should have gotten a flyer home. Otherwise, the flyer is on our it's on our Facebook page, it's on our regular Cass County, Iowa page, and on our extension page. And it's a little bit different this year. We're going to have the families come and sign up for a time to go through and pick up their things and additional camp activities, but then also do some camp activities with them, two crafts and a story walk. So we're doing one in Anita, one in Griswold, and two different times in Atlantic. So get your kiddos signed up for some winter camp and winter fun that you can come do with them for a little short little, 15, 20 minutes. And then you'll get a bag of more activities for them to do and videos to watch and learn more about polar bears.
Polar bears, they're so, they look so cute and fluffy. Probably up close and personal, they may not be so cute, but when you just look at pictures, you go, oh.
Right.
So this is a way to learn more about them and lots of other winter things. So, Laura, are you still doing a newsletter also?
We are doing our newsletter by email mainly. It is out on our CassCountyIA.gov website as well. So if you're not on our newsletter list, our emails are out there. So if you go to our Cass County Courthouse website and we have a conservation department, and then you'll see our newsletters and our emails and everything.
Good way to stay in touch and keep up to date, see some of those announcements, and just kind of, I'm going to say, stay tuned, whether that's on Facebook, website, radio, newspaper, whatever, just kind of keep there and get that list coming out, you said, after Christmas, and get that posted on your refrigerator or wherever it is you post things at your house, just as a reminder. Yeah. So we want to wish you the best for a new year, Laura, and thanks so much for visiting with us. Laura Canning, who's Cass County Conservation Naturalist. And until next time, here's a thought. A happy memory never wears out. Recall it as often as you wish.